Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President of Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew.
Welcome into a brand new episode of The Brew. This is episode 9 called Maroon Cares. And joining me is our president and founder of Maroon PR, John Maroon, and a very experienced account director, Nancy Yasharoff. Guys, we have this umbrella. Maroon Cares is one of our three buckets. We have Maroon Plays, Maroon Gathers, Maroon Cares. Let's just talk a little bit about that starting off, why this is so important, and just explaining some of the client work, Nancy, for you with Maroon Cares and kind of what we do on a daily basis. John, love for you to start.
Thanks, Rocco. I think a lot of our deepest relationships happen to fall under Maroon Cares, and long-term relationships as well happen to fall under Maroon Cares, which is our nonprofit umbrella at Maroon. And the funny thing is, you look at it now and you look at how many of our clients fall into that nonprofit, and you'd think it was part of some grand plan, like you're going to be a nonprofit right. PR firm, right? But it wasn't like that. It just kind of happened, and happened over time and happened slowly. It started with the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. I was on the original board of the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation when I worked there. And then when I started the agency, they were one of our first clients. So it started there. And then I remember really distinctly one of our first big client wins as an agency when we were small and dying for business. We went, we pitched to the Mid-Atlantic American Cancer Society, and we won that business. And that was a big deal. And I remember that changing the whole trajectory of the company. And then just over time, it just kind of happened. Now it's a thing. You know, we separate into these three buckets to really help identify where the majority of our work lives. And it's a very gratifying thing. I mean, Nancy, you work with so many great ones now. I mean, you could tell it feeds a passion for you.
It's super meaningful work. It really is. And so many great stories. We're so lucky. But it's great. I need to back up here, though. Rocco introduced me as like really experienced. I think that means old.
Oh, no.
So thanks a lot.
Stop it.
I'm experienced. Like,
that just means, yeah. I got all distracted about that age thing. So
I actually like experience.
My goodness.
I like that. It beats a lot of alternatives.
It's a positive. No, that's right. No, but thank you. I think that's right. I mean, it's really meaningful work. And it's nonprofits are so much fun because they're purpose-driven. You know, they're really trying to help whoever, underserved communities or folks that don't have a spotlight. So it's really, it's always a good day at the office.
Yeah.
You know, it just is.
It is. And they're great. And I think a lot of people out there might be listening say, well, how many nonprofits can really afford a public relations agency, right? The truth is, you know, the best nonprofits are those that are run like a business. So that's first of all, and they have a budget and they decide the best uses of the budget. Second thing, and Nancy, you raised this a couple of minutes before we started, was really when you use an agency effectively and they're a good agency, you're getting a lot more for your dollar than if you hired. For instance, use the Maryland Food Bank, one of our deepest clients we have across the board. They have on any given day, 6 of us working on their account.
That's right. Yeah.
So certainly they couldn't hire all 6 of us to work there. Their budget probably would not allow that, but it certainly would allow them to hire us as a team and bring all that experience to the table. Yeah. So I think sometimes there's that misnomer.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And we're really helping to elevate their current team. Like we're part of their team and for the projects and focus. And it's a fun piece of it. Now, not everybody. Sometimes, right? We're the only team for some of the nonprofits, like you were mentioning,
the Ripken Cal Ripken Foundation.
Senior Foundation. But it is really interesting when you're joining an existing team, how you're part of them, and you're just trying to make them look really smart every day. Like you're trying to give them the answer sheet so that they can do more and accomplish more and get their goals with earned or owned or paid or whatever it is that your scope includes.
Yeah, I think it also speaks well to the teams, right? Because sometimes I think when agencies come into any place, there's different reactions internally. There's excitement, there's enthusiasm, but there's also some defensiveness at times. Right. People worried they're going to lose their job to you and whatnot. And for the people to have an open mind and go in, they realize we're not there to take anyone's job. We're there to enhance it and make it better. But yeah, going back, it's I think it's cool too with some of our nonprofits. If for Nancy, to give you a little background on Nancy, Nancy has a really unique background before joining Maroon PR. You know, she had sports public relations experience for years, and then she worked at the Y in DC, and she, you know, has a nonprofit experience. So I think some of her clients, like we'll go back to the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, really feed a lot of her experience and her passion with sports and nonprofit, right?
That's really nice. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And the Ripken Foundation, for those who don't know, you know, they operate nationally. They're based here in Maryland, but they're doing amazing things. I mean, they impact over 1 million underserved kids each year. They do it through programming. They do it through STEM centers and through youth development parks, which is multi-purpose fields in areas where kids don't normally have safe places to play. So the work they're doing is spectacular. The Maryland Food Bank feeds these people across the state in so many ways and helps them in so many ways. And it's such a big and impactful team. And then I know another one of your clients is Healthcare Access Maryland.
Oh, right.
Tracy, Caitlin, and the team over there. I mean, in these days where healthcare is such an issue, they play an important role, don't they?
They really do. But also, you're right, like HCAM, they're helping all sorts of different communities. They're helping foster care kids, or they're helping justice-involved individuals returning back to society so that their medications and their programs continue as they come back.
Well,
they do a lot of health. Mental health stuff too.
What's been so gratifying with them too is I think that they're navigating the healthcare system these days is crazy, right? And it's harder than ever, and it's scary.
Yes.
And to be able to shine a light on HCAM and the resources they provide is so gratifying, because then all of a sudden people are more aware that I don't have to do this by myself. There is an organization there that's going to help me do this and help me find my place. So,
a nonprofit organization. They're trying to sell you
insurance.
You guys talk so much about the work that these nonprofits do that we work with, and they do fantastic work. But where does Maroon PR come in to help them maximize? Like, what is the biggest impact that PR firm, us specifically, can make on a nonprofit that we take on as a client?
It's a really good question, Rocco. I don't want to be elusive, but it's always different with each client, right? So everybody wants us to do a little different. So again, not to go back to the Maryland Food Bank, but for them, it's all inclusive. We are involved in so many aspects of their marketing, media relations, their social media, their partnerships, right? With different, whether that's paid or kind of a combo of those sorts of things. So we're involved in everything. The Ripken Foundation, we solely focus on media relations all around the country for their various events and their programs and whatnot. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund down DC, that is a national organization honoring and protecting our officers. And we help them across a lot of different areas. It's mainly media relations, but we assist them on social strategy. We do a lot of buying and partnerships with them. Side note, really cool achievement by Matt Lund and Mike Twiname, who run that account. They just recently, we've been working with them for a number of years now, and their goal has always been to get coverage for the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in all 50 states, and they achieved that this
incredible.
Year. That's so cool.
It's incredible.
It's amazing, right? So now they've, every state in the country, we have placed at least one story That's about amazing. An officer, about the memorial fund. So really cool achievement. And, you know, so it goes on and on. I think, you know, the other thing we bring to the table, I think, sets us a little bit apart is we're very open with our, I hate the word Rolodex, it's so snooty and old, but with our contacts, we open our contacts, right? And so we really try to connect people with each other. Hey, we're trying to get a foot in the door for a fundraising opportunity here. We really would love to present a sponsorship to this company, invariably because of our experience and we know someone there. We're not guarded with these relationships, and we make those introductions, and they really, really work, and they make a difference.
John, you're connecting people all the time.
It's fun.
What you do.
Yeah. For me, that's the fun stuff, right? Like,
it is.
Who can we bring to the table that makes sense for these partners? And it's mutually beneficial most of the time. I mean, these nonprofits are doing great work.
Yeah.
They're just looking for more people to care and support them and get involved. And invariably, you'll find somebody that's really passionate about that. You know, the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation down in Northern Virginia has been a client for a number of years now, and really getting to know their CEO, Ted Probert, and their team, and helping them find, you know, inroads into some corporations and whatnot while we're doing our public relations and media relations and social strategy work has been, it's a very good feeling, and it's the fun stuff for me personally.
Yeah, I can see that. Hey, Rocco, one other thing that is consistent through, I think, all of our nonprofit work is thought leadership. And that's a big deal because the folks running these nonprofits are experts in their field, right? So great media source, you know, like they can join any conversation and be helpful behind the scenes before interviews, right? For prepping journalists to joining the conversation, certainly with interviews with earned pieces. And we've found a lot of success on that through really all of our HCAM, everybody across the board. They're really
op-eds, award submissions, placing them on panel discussions.
Yeah.
It's an excellent point because a lot of these leaders of these nonprofits are very accomplished people.
Yes.
They have a breadth of experience that other people want to hear from. And to be able to elevate them, you're elevating the whole organization. I'm glad you brought that up, Nance, and being able to raise their profile just raises up their ability to fundraise, raises up their ability to find new partners. And that's been incredibly gratifying. We just started with a new Maroon Cares partner as well that, Nancy, you're overseeing, Howard County Library System.
Oh, I love that.
Really exciting. They just formally started with them May 1st, but Christy Lassen and the team over there are doing great things. They're really just trying to get more people to understand all that they're doing, get young people to understand that going to the library is a fun place where you can learn and be a kid. It's not like the old days where they're being shushed right and left.
Yeah, that's the guy for talking too
that's
loud.
That's right. And they just had their Battle of the Books.
This is not your mom's library.
That's really cool.
The Battle of the Books. That's awesome.
Right. So
awesome.
That'll be fun. We're just getting into that, but that'll be a fun campaign for sure.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Yeah, the event they hosted at Meriwether Post was phenomenal. The Battle of the Books, 1,700 screaming fifth graders.
I love that.
Really
I love
fun.
That there's
so
that many
energy.
Kids still reading voraciously and like wanting to get involved and having fun
hooking
with it.
Hooking them into reading though too. These aren't the kids who naturally gravitate to the library, right? Like they're getting all these kids excited about it. And boy, did they have a blast. That's a cool tradition they've got.
And it was kind of fun too, because it was before our contract started, right?
Right.
But this is how we work. We're not worried about when contracts started. Whatnot. They had this Battle of the Books. They had a couple of media people interested, but they like, can we'd love to lend a hand? And we jumped in feet first, and we got a couple of folks out there that were kind of new or hadn't covered it in a few years, and the client was grateful. But that goes back, I think, to the passion that, I mean, everybody throws that word around, but really for the nonprofit space that we have, we want to help, we want to see them be successful. We know that their dollars are really critical. They have to answer to boards of directors. They have to make sure that their dollars are being used wisely. So we understand that, and we feel that. We want to go the extra mile for them.
And I love that you use the word passion, John, because it truly, truly seems like it from our side, from their side, just collectively, it's the passion for nonprofits, what they're doing, and the ultimate goal. You touched on NLEOMF in 50 states, and that's simply incredible. And shout out to Mike and Matt for being able to do that and secure that. That's unbelievable. Yeah, they do. They do. It's like, every continent now, that's what we got to go worldwide.
Or something.
But you talked about that specifically. Are there any others that just stick out? I'm sure there's a lot, but that you can pinpoint and just say, we did this. I mean, it was incredible how we did it. And just like that stick out to you. And Nancy, for you as an account director, one that's special and kind of near and dear to your heart as well.
We had great success with PGA Hope, right?
That was great.
And talk about meaningful storytelling.
Those of you who don't know, PGA Hope is the charitable arm of the PGA of America. And this particular program focuses on veterans and using golf to help them recover physically and mentally. And it's very powerful. And Nancy, go back to you. You know, we had the Washington Post out there. We had the Fox News. Yeah,
National
it was very
News.
Cool.
Yeah, we had, that was a really fun day. And really, the stories that we were able to tell for all the veterans and everyone there, that was one of my favorite press events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree. And you know, you go back, there's so many, Rocco. For me, the Ripken Foundation holds a special place because of my 30-year relationship with Cal Ripken Jr. And, you know, them starting it after their dad passed. And really, you know, the Ripken family started this foundation. They just wanted to honor their dad, and they wanted to impact a couple kids up in Harford County, right? That was the goal.
Right.
And now they're operating across the country
now.
And building stuff. And like even
Incredible.
Cal says, Billy and I look back, we can't believe it. And they've hired a great team. They have a really, really impactful board of directors that's fully engaged financially and emotionally. And you know, the difference they're making in these kids' lives is so dramatic. dramatic. And it's kind of cool because, you know, after Cal retired, you forget these guys, he played 21 years. He was still 40 years old when he retired. And that means very young. And for him to find now his passion, now he's part of the Orioles, which helps that part of it as well. But to find that passion in the nonprofit space and for them to really jump in feet first and put their time, money, and energy into this and to elevate these kids has been really cool to see. Yeah, doing really special work.
And with CRSF, last year, they impacted over 1.4 million kids across the country. Like for starting off with, let's honor dad and for, you know, a little group of boys in Harford County, like to go to that. That's, I mean, that's...
It's amazing. Yeah. And look, we have, a little bit of an unfair advantage, right? We have Cal Ripken Jr. to trout out when we want to pitch a story, which is very helpful.
Yes.
But Cal isn't there all the time. He can't be. They're that big now. They're that active. So they go into some remote parts of the country. They're opening STEM centers or they're building a park. And, you know, Nancy and Eliana and the team jump in and they get attention for them in all these markets. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference to their board. It makes a difference to their corporate partners. A lot of times it's finding out Group 1001 or Exelon and a partner that they have and making sure they get the attention they deserve and working with their teams. Yeah. And that's been great because that attention, that media attention we secure for them and shining a light on their partners helps them keep those partnerships and grow them.
Guys, as we wrap up, just what are some Maroon Cares related events that people can kind of keep their eye out for going forward? And then as we continue to go forward, there may be someone that's listening to this podcast that's thinking, how do I get involved in a nonprofit or who do I go to kind of help me with public relations and whatnot? How can people get involved? But first, I do want to ask you those events and then we'll get into the second part.
Yeah, well, there's a few things coming up. Rocco, you know, we just recently got through the annual National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund Candlelight Vigil. And you talk about how we like bringing clients and friends together. Cal Ripken was there and he read off some names of fallen officers, which was really meaningful to them. So that was great. And then, you know, September's Hunger Action Month. And, you know, that's a big one for food banks all across the country. And, you know, there's going to be a big partnership with WBAL locally in the Maryland Food Bank, where you're going to see all sorts of content coming across, including a special, a television special. So we got that coming down the pike. And then the holidays come, right? You got Giving Tuesdays. It was a big day for Maroon PR because all of our social and creative teams are at work with great content for our clients to really make sure that they're opening doors and opening eyes around Giving Tuesday as the holidays approach. So, you know, it never stops and it shouldn't stop. It's great stuff.
All right, guys, really appreciate the conversations. John, Nancy, this is fantastic.
This
and if you're looking to learn more about Maroon PR, check out maroonpr.com and follow our social media handles on X, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. That's at Maroon PR for much more. For a brand new episode of The Brew, I'm Rocco DeSangro, John Maroon, Nancy Asheroff. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms, at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.